We will start the pray first for תיקוני הזוהר. ריבון העולמים ואדוני אדוני, אב הרחמים והסליחות, מיידים אנחנו לפניך אדוני אלוהינו ואבותינו, וקדושה ושתך תורתך, אשתך אביה, שקרבתנו לתורתך ולעבודות העבודות הקודשת, דעת הלוכל וכסודות תורתך. הקדושה מענו מחיינו, מאשר עשית עמנו חסד גדול כזה. על כן אנחנו מפלים לתחון לפניך, שתמחול ותסלח לכל חטאותינו ואבותינו, ואל יהיו עוונותינו מבדילים בינינו לבניך. כן יהי רצון לפניך אדוני אלוהינו ולעבותינו. כונן את לבבינו לרעתך ולאהבתך, ותקשיב את זוננו אוזניך לברנו אלו, ותפתח לנו לבבות, לבבינו הערד בסודות תורתך, ולאום בנינו זה נחת רוח, ותקטו כזה כיסא כבודך, כרך ניחוח, תציל לנו אור מקור נשמתנו, וכל בחילתנו של זאת, ושיתנוצצו נצרות עבדך הקדושים, אשר לדע גילית, דבריך אלה בעולם, זכותם, זכות אבותם, זכות תורתם, ותמותם, ותקדושתם, מות לנו לבנינו כאשר דברים אלו, וזכותם תאיר עננו, במה שאנו לומדים, כמר, נעים, זמורות ישראל. גן העיניי והביטה לפלות תורתך, כי אדון עיניי ייתן חומה בפיו דעת ונאו לי רצון ורפי, ויגון לפניך אדוני צורי וגועלי.
Hi everybody, we continue with תיקוני הזוהר, תיקון 18, verse 54. All right. בעת ההיא, at that time, וידי אדם יוצאים, שהם גדולה, היינו חסד. At that moment, the hand of a person is coming out. What does that mean? שהם גדולה. Coming from the verse, לך השם הגדולה והגבורה והתפארת, דהיינו חסד, which is חסד, חסד mean mercy, וגבורה, ומקבלים המתנה שלהם, and they receive the מתנה, like we explained about donation last time we study. זה שנאמר, וידי אדם מתחת כנפיהם, and that it's the verse say, and there is arms of human under the wings, שואל, מי הוא אדם? Who is this human? Who is that you calling him אדם? שנאמר בו וידי אדם, that we say the arm of a human is under the wings. Who is אדם? Who is that person that we call him אדם? ומשיב הוא שנאמר בו כתפארת אדם. The one that you say he has a glory of a human being. But don't forget the word glory is also mean תפארת, and we already mentioned חסד וגבורה. So you have to have the duality of understanding. What is mean תפארת אדם? The glory of אדם. היינו זער אנפין, we call it זער אנפין. ומקבלים מהם מתנה, פרטים אותה עין המלך, they receive the gift, and they give it to the king. כי אז מתוררים זער אנפין, מלכות ונעים המתנה. So, when the gift is taken place, זער אנפין and מלכות is being awake, and then they take that gift, which becoming מים נוקבים, becoming a female water, remember the female water meaning a force that you pushing away from you, where a male water is a force that receiving the water. But it's not necessarily mean water. Maim meaning mochin, meaning light, livelihood. Where is this maim nokvim? Where is this elevation of light go to? What is the address where the energies go to? El Abba ve'ima ila'in. It's going through Abba and Ima. Father and mother, the upper. Because we know that we have Abba ve'ima, and we have the lower part of Abba ve'ima is Israel, Saba, Utvuna. So this section, tell us, Rabban Vain, he took it from Ekev, in Raya Me'emna. Ve'ima matana ena karu, if the gift is not properly done, right, in imseret lakelev dochim v'yishal dogot, then they throw that gift to the dogs, and they push whatever he asks, away from the gate. And we understand that now, not every prayer has been answered. Not every prayer has been answered. It's the quality of the prayer that define what type of prayer will take a place and what not. And that's why when we already pray and meditate, we need to start fully understand that we cannot just think about the mind can be in all weird places, where we have expectation of things to be in the right places. The mind has to be in the right places. שיש כאלה שלא פותחים להם את השערים. There is people that the gate will not be open for them. ונאמר בהם בחוץ תעמוד. And they tell them to stay outside. והמלך מדבר עמהם בחוץ. The king still talking to them, but from outside. להיכל המלך. He will not let them go into the chamber of the king. והיינו בינוניים. Who are those people that God still talking to them? Even if the prayer is not perfect, it's benoni. Benoni means spiritually mediocre. And God gives them whatever they ask, but from outside. והולכים להם, and then they go away. כי לא כולם נכנסים אל המלך. Not everybody is welcome to go to the king, and not everybody is welcome to go to the chamber of the king. אלא אלו בעלי הבית. Only בעלי הבית, only the one, שיש להם כוח לעמוד בהיכל המלך, the one who can handle being in the chamber of the king, שנאמר בהם as it's seder, ילדים אשר אין בהם כל מום, לא בתפילותיהם ולא בנשמותיהם. It's kids that when they pray, there is no blemish in the pray and no blemish in their soul. So we learn that there is two group of spiritual people. The group of spiritual people that welcome into the chamber of the king, and there is a group of spiritual people that get whatever they want when they ask for it, but they're not welcome to go to the chamber of the king. Kind of interesting, right? Because a lot of time we think that somebody who's getting whatever they want after they pray, oh wow, these people are closer to God. Not necessarily. It means God came out of his chamber to give them what they want, and then they can go ahead. And who are those people that been accepted to go in? וטובי מראה בכל מעשיהם. They look beautiful in every act that they're doing. ומשכילים בכל חוכמה. And they're wise in every wisdom. ומראהם נווה. And they look good. כי צורתם רחוקה לפני הקדוש ברוך הוא. It say why they look good? Because the image of God is shining on their being. שעליהם נאמר, הריני את מראך. Show me your beauty. Let me hear your voice. כי קולך ערב ומרך נווה. Because you look beautiful and your voice is beautiful. ויודע דעת ומביני מדע, שיודעים בחוכמה ותבונה ודעת, and people who understand חוכמה ותבונה ודעת, people who understand the wisdom of Kabbalah, שהם דורשים במעשה בראשית בשניים, and know what it's saying בסכת חגיגה, in the Talmud of חגיגה, when it say, you don't allow to study the deepest secret of Kabbalah, in two, what it mean in two, לא במרכבה ביחיד, and the מסכת חגיגה, those of you who study מסכת חגיגה, מסכת פסחים, it say, לא במרכבה, not in the study of the chariot, alone, אלא אם הוא חכם בחומה, only if he's wise of wisdom, הוא מבין בבינה, and he understands intelligently from בינה, ויודע בדעת, and he is knowledgeable from the sphere of דעת. So here, we have all kind of condition to who you allowed to teach Kabbalah, and who you allowed to study Kabbalah from. Perush, son Maaseh Bereshit. Let's understand, what is Maaseh Bereshit? What is that secret in Kabbalah that it's so forbidden to study? It's called Maaseh Bereshit. What is it? הוא הזיווג, the vav קצוות, the מוכין, the זכר ונקבה. It's a connection of the vav קצוות. Vav קצוות mean vav, mean six. קצוות mean ending, related to the Eranpin. The מוכין, the זכר ונקבה, which is the livelihood, the light that coming to the male and the female. בסוד, בראשית בראשית. How do we know that's what secret of מעשה בראשית? Because it's a בראשית ברא, שיט. What is, if you take the word bara, shit, bara mean create, shit in Aramaic mean six. So from here we learn it's six. And how do you do it on a daily basis that you can connect to this level? בייחוד של קריאת שמע, שנקרא כניסה לחופה. By doing the קריאת שמע, when you do the קריאת שמע, when you say the שמע, you connect to that level. שפרוש השאר לפי שהם כלולים מערת חוכמה, עם כל זה אינם כלולים אל החסדים. It doesn't make sense, Ezra Brandon, because usually, that level of pray has to do with light of wisdom. And Zerampin only receive light of mercy. The only condition the Zerampin receiving light of wisdom is if only if he's giving to Malchut, to Ban. Then he receives light of wisdom. So how come here, talk about light of wisdom? It says, even though you only receive Kassadiv, לכן אין דורשים במעשה בראשית בשניים. Now, Rav Brandon explained to us the secret of the Gemara, the secret of the Talmud, the secret of Masechet Chagiga. Why does it say there do not study in two? What it means do not study into? היינו שמסתירים בחינת המלכות עצמה וכוללים אותה בבחינת זעיר אנפין. That you conceal the מלכות that has to do with light of wisdom and you include it with זעיר אנפין. וסוד מעשה מרכבה, in the secret of מעשה מרכבה, the secret of the chariot, of the מרכבות. מה זה מעשה מרכבה? What is it? הוא זיווג דגר. It means the connection of gar, gimel rishonot, keter chokma bina. Because maase bereshit is zayin, the vav ktsavot. Shenasa be'et tfilat 18. When do you connect to maase merkava? In the prayer of 18, tfilat ha'amida. Lachen en dorshim merkava biyachid. And that's why the Talmud telling you, you cannot deal with merkava alone. Mishum shadarut le'yachid, in ha'yachid imo. ואין צריך להשמיע קולו בתפילה. Because when you ask for the personal use of that pray, you don't need to make sure your voice is loud. אך אם אין כך, הוא חכם מבין בדעתו, אלא אם כן הוא חכם מבין. Only if the person is wise and understanding on his own, that's what the Gemara said, דיינו בעת הזיווג גמור של הגר שהם חב"ד, שאז שניהם מירים לחומה ולחסדים. Only if the person is wise. What is wise? חכם. חכם mean light of wisdom. Very good. And מבין. What does mean מבין? Understand. What is מבין? Bina, which is light of mercy. So if the person achieved to that level, אין חוכמה ואין חסדים, וזה נעשה בשים שלום, and this only you know when you get to the prayer, שים שלום, that's why שים שלום is in יסוד, and that's why it's 18 blessing, which is 9 יסוד, 9 זרנפין, 9 מלכות, and the connection between two of them happen in שים שלום, that's why it's called שים שלום, bring peace. Why bring peace? Because the peace is only come with זרנפין מלכות, are working together. כי חב"ד מלכות, נעשים מרשנאי, because we know that חב"ד, of מלכות, can only be created, נעשים מרשן נאי, הנקרים מעשה מרכבה, can created from the top level, נאי of the upper level, create חב"ד, of the lower level, so the חוכמה בינה ודעת of מלכות, created by the נאי of זעיר אנפין. ואשר כוח בהם, ואשר כוח בהם, והשכינה עליונה, היינו בינה, שהיא כוח אותיות, המעשה בראשית, and how many letters, you have in the Maaseh Bereshit 28 letters. So what does that mean that they have power in them? Power doesn't necessarily mean power, it means 28 letters. Ki Maaseh Bereshit yasa besed shem mebet. We know from the Anna Bekoach, we know from Rabbi Chonan ben Akana, the whole Maaseh Bereshit was done, was created with the 42 name. Okay? Veketer Chochma usod Yudalat Otiyot, and we know that Keter and Chochma are 14 letters. ובינה כוח אותיות, and בינה is 28 letters, and together there are 42 letters. Is it true? 14 plus 28, do I get 42? 42. Like it's written in הקדמת תיקוני הזוהר, and we have רבי ישראל, we're talking about, we have רבי פואן, רבי שלג, everybody. בניון כוח הדבן ורבי עשרים וחזר כזה מלון, לעמוד בכלם. בכל השם באמת בעמידה של התפילה. And all this coming from the Amidah, from the prayer of the Amidah, Tikkun HaMalchut, Gar Vavak. And through that, when we do the Amidah, we can correct the Gar, and we can correct the Vak. Elu Kansila Echal HaMelech Shem Tzadik. Those people who can enter the chamber of the king, because they're absolutely Tzadikim. What about mediocre? Benonim. Notelem Yisharotem Levachutz. The mediocre, they get whatever they want on the outside, but they're not allowed to go in. Reshaim, wicked people who are totally to the physicality, been pushed from the chamber. ולא נותן להם משאול אותם, and doesn't give them whatever they want. אלא להם נאמר, מי ביקש זאת מידיכם? And on this, as it says in the prophet, who asked you to come to my shul? Who asked you to come to pray for me? And those are the wicked, that they are making fun of the king while they're praying, because when they pray, they actually speak. מפסיקים בשיחה בטלה בתוך התפילה. How do you know who is wicked? Is it the person who's not praying at all? No, this is not even considered wicked. Because those people consider stupid. And the one who don't believe at all, they not even call them wicked. Wicked is actually a level before you become spiritual. Wicked is the person who do everything spiritually, but doing it wrong. Let's say he speak or she speak while they pray. That's considered wicked. Shocking, right? We thought that's mediocre. Yeah. You know what? I'm going to stop here and we continue next time. Thank you.